Rosalind Omaka is in the building, the director of the Houston Comedy Film Festival. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Newbie Nation, and we are here to give you some juice on the Houston Comedy Film Festival with no other than the director herself, Rosalind Omaka.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to take on this role, take over this festival, and how is it that you get to bring comedy and film together at this festival?
The Houston Comedy Film Festival, it originally started with Michael Fair, who was the founder, and he was in the industry for over 2 decades, and he worked on so many amazing projects, and I believe Jaws and some other cool stuff. And I took over the festival about 2 years ago, and it was really awesome because I saw for the first time, you know, truly how hard so many of these filmmakers are working to create these movies. And I love shouting people out. I love making people feel good, especially when they work so hard. And that is when I was presented the opportunity with the business acquisition to take over Houston Comedy Film Festival. So that is how it started. I will say comedy and film, I think it's powerful because, as you know, people don't read anymore. They don't read anymore. They like to consume. They like to watch TV. And then when you think about all of the information that's being put out into the world, it's a lot of negativity. And comedy and humor, it makes you laugh. It lifts up your spirits. So why not combine it in both? I think it's a very beautiful thing of being able to make somebody's day a little bit better, despite how crazy the world is.
First, let me just say on record, thank you so much for inviting the Newbie Film Academy to the workshop. Can you please give us some insight in what is going to be taking place, and how did this all come together?
It's actually crazy that we're the Houston Comedy Film Festival, but when you think about it, a majority of our talent, they're flying in from all over the world. Literally, I know off the top of my head right now, I'm thinking of amazing talent flying in from LA, flying in from New York, from Canada, New Zealand. And when you think about some of these amazing projects that people have worked on, never judge a book by its cover, but amazing talent coming in. I have the Newbie Film Academy coming in. I have Spells Productions flying in from Atlanta, award-making filmmaker. I also have 3D Productions. I have an amazing person coming in for that. And yeah,
I'm so glad that you are here with us on today. So we're talking about the film festival that's coming up on November the 1st. So for the film festival, and we want to shout out to you, Rosalind Omaka, and the awesome job that you are doing with Belanle. Does Belanle have their hands in this year?
Absolutely. Belanle is the media sponsor of the Houston Comedy Film Festival, and I am excited. I'm just thrilled, but absolutely, Belanle definitely has their hands over it. Yes.
How do you think these platforms inspired writers, storytellers, producers, directors, actors? What difference do you think we make providing this platform?
When it comes down to brands and companies, you have to think about the people and the leadership that are running it and in charge. And I feel that I am very blessed to know many amazing CEOs from different industries. And when it comes down to the Newbie Film Academy in particular, I know that the founder, the owner, is very similar to myself. We align when it comes down to integrity, being genuine, truly wanting to make sure that filmmakers and people are succeeding. And so outside of making sure people are succeeding, when you think about the name in itself, the Newbie Film Academy, a lot of people don't even know exactly where to start. They don't know how to get their foot into the door. And I believe that the Newbie Film Academy is an excellent way to help get you there, and not just get you there. You're getting training, you're getting development. And then also, whenever you are getting that training and development, it's one thing to watch YouTube, and it's one thing to get the knowledge. It's another thing to have the relationship, because those relationships is truly what helps you. And so when you think about a clear pathway, a simple, clear pathway, that's what the Newbie Film Academy provides. So it was a very, it was a no-brainer for me. It just made sense.
So for anyone just starting out in the industry, what advice can you give those new creators?
The power is within oneself. And so, you know, the Newbie Film Academy, they can only do so much. It's up to the filmmaker and the creator themselves to truly know the value of what they have right in front of them and take it to the next level. Because so many people are presented so many amazing opportunities, and yet they don't take advantage of it, and then they wonder why other people are surpassing them. And so I feel like when it comes down to value, you can have a value of $1 million and do nothing with it. And so it's going to be up to the filmmaker to truly take the reins and not wait for the opportunity. And the first step is truly getting started.
When I started out, the one goal I had was to make sure that the new creatives have a platform to share their work, because in my time, when I started out in this business, in this industry, I did not have many mentors. So for anyone just starting out in the industry, what advice can you give those new creators?
Getting started. If you want to know how do I get started, the Newbie Film Academy. Very, very basic. If you don't take advantage of it and you're like, I'm trying to meet people, I'm trying to get casted into a play, or I'm trying to get featured in my first film, that is up to the filmmaker. And the only person that they have to blame or anything, if it's positive or negative, it's all up to us.
This has been an awesome episode with Rosalind Omaka, and it's always a pleasure when she steps into the building. We know that we're going to get some type of insight because she's so well-rounded. So just tell us a little bit about Rosalind before we ask our last question.
I will say Rosalind is myself. I am a goofball, and I am a dreamer, and I love motivating people, and I love encouraging people and inspiring people, because I believe that we are all God's children, and the kingdom of God is within us, and people just need to, if I can help be a light and help spread positivity, you know, that's a great starter, and all of us can light up truly the world together.
So tell us, where can we find you? Because we definitely want to follow you.
So you can find me, HoustonComedyFilmFestival.com. That is our website. And then, of course, with BlondeLayMedia.com. If you want to stay updated with filmmakers and know what's going on with them and with the industry, within politics or the world, you know, BlondeLay Media. And then, of course, OmakaPartners.com.
All right, signing off, guys, and we can't wait to see you on November 1st. The festival starts at
8 a.m. to 8 p.m., so it's going to be an all-day extravaganza.
All-day extravaganza, guys. Get your tickets. Okay, audience, don't be a stranger. Go to the newbiefilmacademy.org and look around and let us know how we can be of service to you. So until then, we'll see you on November 1st at the Houston Comedy Film Festival. Go and get your tickets.
Yes. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a party. We're gonna celebrate the filmmakers. There's going to be food. Great entertainment. So I love the fire and those people performing all bendable and whatnot and those stilt walkers. So I love all that stuff. Make a little circus party.
This has been a wonderful episode with no other than the beautiful Rosalind Omaka.
Thank you.
We thank you so much for joining us on today. So guys, you heard it here. go and get your tickets today. And I am actually going to be teaching one of the classes. We're talking about money. We're talking about where to find it. And we're talking about how to save it if you can't find it. But whatever you do, it's time to learn, thrive, create, and keep moving forward. Until then, we'll see you next time.